you very much for that, Liz. So next up, we've got Tammy Hoffman, who is at @TammySky_says. So Tammy's interviews editor at Sky News, who was instrumental in persuading the channel to sign up to Broadcast Expert Women campaign.
So I was at a recent event recently about women in the media, actually organised by Anne. And one of the participants said that she felt that the problem that we're all facing at the moment would eventually be resolved by evolution. And her argument was that advancements in equality would lead to more women gaining senior positions within companies, which in turn would lead to more women in the news. Sadly, the process of evolution is quite a slow one, and rolling news is quite a quick one. So it raises the issue, really, of whether we should be reflecting the status quo or trying to change it. And I think that's a challenging one. So should 78% of the politicians that we speak to on Sky News be male because that is the ratio in the Commons? Or should 98% of business leaders interviewed be men to reflect the makeup of the FTSE 100? Or is it actually our job to try and bring a bit of balance to the screen? So I'm the interviews editor at Sky News, and my job is to secure news-making interviews for the channel and to ensure that our experts are authoritative and articulate speakers. And I'm also really passionate about trying to get women on, and my job is to make sure that these two things run alongside each other and don't contradict each other. And I think my justification for it, really, is quite a commercial one. Being Sky News, unsurprisingly, is that if we want to engage with an audience which is 46% female, then we need to reflect their concerns on the screen. Because we would never think about covering a subject with politicians from just one political party. We'd think that was all wrong. We'd think it was unbalanced. And yet for years we've been covering news basically from the perspective of just one of the genders, which is wrong. But it is a challenge, I mean, as Liz has sort of so eloquently said. But I think that the brilliant thing that the Women's Room has done is drawing attention to it, because if you don't accept that you've got a problem, it's really difficult to fix it. And to borrow another phrase from another seminar, if you don't start measuring it, you can't start fixing it. So at Sky News, we've actually started tracking what we're doing, and we have seen an improvement by publishing the numbers every week. It means that it raises it in our sort of consciousness as something that's important. It's not perfect, and we do better on some stories than other. But overall, I think there's been a real sea change inside our organisation, and that ultimately has, made a difference to the way that we look on air. Just to give you a little bit of, I mean, I'm sure a lot of you work in media and probably know, but just to flesh out what Liz was saying, across the week we speak to between 220 and 280 people. We have two sets of newspaper reviews every day. We've got a couple of them on. And that was one of the first places which we sort of started to tackle, because there's just no good reason that our newspaper roster shouldn't be 50-50. There are plenty of really great women out there with views on the news, and we have a roster of really fantastic, feisty women. We have guests on, a few guests on every hour. We have sort of big interview slots. And in short, we talk to lots of people throughout the week. So the question really is where we go to find our guests. And, you know, I start my day rather early with big stack of papers, highlighter pen, radio on, and the TV all simultaneously. And there's no one place that we go. Obviously, we have contacts books, but I do try to encourage the team not to use that as a first port of call, because historically commentators have been white, male, middle-aged and wearing suits. And so if we keep going back to the same old contacts, then we'll get the same old faces, as so eloquently described. But if you're not going to do that, if you are going to start each day with independent research, that can be tough. You know, the news beast is hungry, especially when there's breaking news. We work to deadlines and we've got limited resources, and plenty of guests get passed over because we can't get in contact quickly enough. And so in the most basic terms, if you want to be on the telly, make sure that you've got a really good web presence and make sure that you're easy to contact. So fortunately there are now resources to help us with this, things like the Women's Room, and if you haven't signed up then do, because it's great. Networking events are really good as well, and I've met lots of fascinating women over crisps and iffy white wine. But, you know, once we find the right women, we do have to persuade them to come onto the channel, and I could bore you with the many, many different reasons why people, and especially women, say no. But given that you're all here, I'm probably preaching to the converted, so I won't do that. But I would reiterate that point about we also do get some guests offered up to us. You know, strategically timed emails are great, offering opinions on the stories that we're actually covering that day, people who are looking at our output and thinking, I can comment on that, I've got something to say about that. And we're not always going to say yes. I mean, sometimes we might think you're the wrong person, or we can't get to you, or the timing's wrong, but it puts you on our radar, and it means that next time the story comes up, it might well be us calling you. Because, as with all media organisations, we do go with trusted sources. We go with faces that we recognise, people who answer their phones, and those who will jump in a taxi when there's a breaking story. So I suppose my advice from our point of view is, you know, get out there, get networking, get noticed, and don't be shy about putting yourself forward, because you can guarantee that your male colleagues aren't.